Welcome. Today we're discussing interesting content about AI news and development tips. Let's dive in.
Sounds exciting. So, what's the main takeaway from this content?
Well, first off, don't jump on the bandwagon of every shiny new LLM framework. They're often trained on older data and might not be optimized for cutting-edge tools. Our focus today is a recap of key AI news and some dev tips from Supermaven, a team crucial to Cursor's code indexing.
Cursor? Supermaven? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
One of Supermaven's founders, Adam, shared some golden nuggets. His core message? Problem understanding is paramount. Before you even touch an AI tool, grasp the why behind your work. Then, plan meticulously using ask mode, and only switch to agent mode for implementation.
So, it's not just about throwing a prompt at an LLM and hoping for the best.
Exactly. Adam suggests using Gemini for ask and Gemini Pro for agent modes. He stresses the importance of understanding the LLM's limits, particularly context windows. The quality dips significantly when you hit 50% of the context window limit. So refreshing and maintaining good documentation is essential.
That makes perfect sense. What about Taskmaster? Is it always necessary?
Not necessarily. If you're proficient in breaking down tasks, a well-written PRD with a detailed checklist might suffice. Taskmaster excels at generating tasks from a PRD, but if your tasks are already atomic, it might overcomplicate things.
Right. So, knowing your tools and your own skills is crucial. What other tips did he share?
Adam highlighted the value of leveraging existing code and establishing clear coding patterns. He advocates for detailed documentation from server client, architecture, and state management to data fetching and testing strategies. This ensures consistency and helps LLMs generate more accurate and relevant code.
Documentation, the unsung hero of software development. Anything else?
Oh, there's a fascinating trend of YouTube automation using AI tools like 11labs and VideoGen. Some folks are making serious money by creating faceless channels in niche areas like African history or World War II stories.
Wow, but surely taste and quality content still matter, right?
Absolutely. You can't just churn out robotic content and expect success. It's about combining AI tools with a creative vision.
It seems like AI is transforming content creation in so many ways. Any final thoughts?
Remember, AI tools are powerful, but they are just that, tools. Your skills and understanding of the problem are essential. And don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. As Parker says, skill up and don't be afraid. Easiest time to learn ever. So keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep creating. That's all for today, folks. See you next time.
Goodbye.